Listen, my job is to close the service. Please be seated if you can, or if you were standing. What a powerful word. I'm stirred up. I don't know about you. All the way from Pastor Nikki to Pastor Obi Toby Jr. to Pastor Indidi, and of course to the senior pastor. Thank you for such an amazing word. When everything was taken out, and this is about the, some people will argue the third creation or the seventh creation, everything was taken out. Just God, a particle of water, and his throne. There was only one thing remaining. He just seemed to know a pattern. Repeat the same thing. Go back to the people. And it's not people sometimes, it's the person. If you can make one person, you can recreate the world. It's go back to the pattern. And let me, Pastor Buki was reminding me, and I need you to hear this, about, I think the first time I saw Pastor Buki was 2005. 17 years old. She was. August, Reverend Dapo's wedding. August 2005. I'm coming somewhere. Let me build a case. And I want to round up quickly because I'm speaking because Pastor Sam insisted for me to speak. I wanted to just hear what the leaders are saying. I don't want to say things and anyone feels I'm talking to them. Because if you take my talk away from me, what am I left with? If you argue my talk, what am I then? It is this word. This is all I've got. She's not a pattern because she's playing keyboard and giving. Giving is not the first pattern. Following is. I'm not asking. When people say, well, you know, but I can't be like Pastor Lucy. I don't want you to be. It's a problem for me. She's just a pattern. And you remember Lucy in those days. When she first started church, kind of. Already started pastoring, she joined. And people would say, you know, pastor's wife sits in front while you are at the back. In fact, there are times people pick the back and say, sit in front. They are church. They are gathering. That's what they do. How could I have seen the system of family at then? Only something insists in our spirit. And I'm blessed with someone that can agree with it. Something saw today, and but we can't see it. And that is supposed to be the template and the pattern. That if who you're with, if what you're doing is going to be the PT you're talking about, we must follow that pattern. You can't create one. Consciously or subconsciously, you can't go and create one, then it won't fit in. Otherwise, you will misplace following and creating patterns for building. You can't build, Pastor Sam just said it, and I think that's profoundly powerful. You can't build without seeing a pattern. It is the study of the pattern first before the building. Most times people, and we realize after many years, why is this thing, this person doing falling apart each time? They didn't study the law enough. We didn't come here on the wheel of our holiness. I've got to tell you my own pattern. It's not how perfect and how holy. I hear sometimes, but in my hair moment, I quickly get back to other than many people do. It's just a day, a thought, a knocking on the head and say, what did you just, why are you allowing that? It is not the pattern. And so I didn't know the title for tonight. I started watching, I saw Pastor Nikki and I'm seeing. And then I saw the senior pastor coming to talk about pattern and I want to follow in that line. And the things that were revealed to us, we walked on the wheel, the cart that carried us, the tires that carried us, was the wheel of patterns, not our perfection, not our holiness, not our seed even. Seed is a pattern. And most of you who are sowers, it's just because you were natural givers before. But you will be stingy to something else. You found the pattern. Your soul loved it. That's why you're here. Look at this. Now I have till 10, yes? He went back to the pattern of creating one person. If he gets that right, every other person that comes from it will be as powerful as him. But guess what happened? There is a woman in Eden that God created. It was God's creation. Eve is her name. And she just seems to have some pattern that she wants. So that walking around naked is not a thing. So she has a thing. And now everybody that will come after Adam now will not be the pattern of God anymore. Will not be the pattern of the creation that was created. These are thoughts. I'm just sharing thoughts with you. Will not be the pattern of the creation, which is Adam. He will be Cain and Abel. Adam did not offer sacrifices to God. He conversated. When by the time the wrong pattern came, they have to bring burnt offerings and sacrifices as if to appease God. Adam did not need to appease God. He was just in purpose and he had all things. So we can't call it seed. It is followership first. Seed is not what approved you. It was followership that seed became a thing. Seed became a natural occurrence of your followership, the leadership that you've embraced. So I said, we had a coincidental meeting today because I was talking to one of the beauty people. And I said, this record, you know, if you've been doing this for a while, forget everything you people talk about, why records deep in your sales. There is a reason that is more than that. So for some reason, I just been sending me these records. So I thought, let me just, again, go through it. I'm going through it. And I asked the question. Then I said, when are you free? Said, oh, by the way, I'm around downstairs. I said, okay, let's talk. We're talking. I don't know what meeting is going on. I've seen a reversed pattern. The reverse pattern, and you said it right tonight. The reverse pattern is this. We don't want the people that are working for us to complain. So we reverse our seed pattern to make sure we pay and then we give. Can anybody tell me that that's not a sensible pattern? It's sensible. But guess what? It's not the pattern. So I can see this thing falling. And the question is, the people, are they part of the work? Yes. Are their lives now better? Says, don't reverse this thing, because what's going to happen is this. The people's life will not be better. They will get poorer, as a matter of fact. As God forbid, as Toby Hobby Jr. gets poorer, they will get poorer. As they get poorer, that work is going to crash. So I said, there are three levels of thought. Number one, in any business you're building, seed, reward, greatness. Write that down, my friends, please. Seed, reward, greatness. This is seed. It might be 7 years of that business. It's just sowing to build something. It's seed. It's not a time. And that's why, remember what brought you together. It's not everybody trying to get paid. It was seed. It was the quest for seed. How do we make sure COD can run their business and their life and their family? Was what brought you together. That's how you got here. Then reward comes when one of you discovers something to make you money. It may even be outside of the hair business or beauty business, but you'll find it. The leader whose heart is right and who is not fearful of the people will find something. Reward comes. It is from the extras, the ones that didn't come from the seed, so to speak. The extras will come and reward. Then greatness happens when what you were sowing for, the first era, which is seed, which may be the first 7 years. I'll look at people like a Pastor Buki or a Pastor Miriam or a Pastor Sam and say, you know, the first set of your making money is just 7 years of seed, consistent. Or a pastor only, seed, consistent, a PK, bundles, consistent, just doing it, a shot here, just doing it. After the 70 or so, I'm not saying seven specifically, something breaks open. But you know, the trick here now is, these girls, we're going to circumvent a process. We're going to cut it short. You want to jump from seed without finishing it into reward. There'll be no greatness. Greatness is when the family you're now building and you were sowing to in the first era becomes big enough to lift you. And who told you beauty is what will make you prosperous? Who told you that? That is Eve talk. Eve just wanted not to be. You see, Eve needed hair. She was not supposed to carry one. She was supposed to commercialize it. She wants to carry it. So she said, look, our basic needs, sir. We cannot just be walking around naked without anything covering us, making us look beautiful like the people we see on Instagram. But she was already beautiful. We have patterns here. And of course, we're going to have to flip this thing and work seriously and say, if you can't fit the pattern set, I don't want to set someone as a new pattern. Our women, we have a pattern, what they should be. So if you don't want to be that, then don't be it. Otherwise, it will be so-so-so's wife today, so-so's wife tomorrow, so-so's wife yesterday. And then they will say, this is, I love us. Lucy. I just don't want to be like that. But then at the same time, you're saying that your husband should be like PT. That's what made me. Do you understand that? So how is that going to be? And your husband may be fighting up, say, yes, I want that thing on PT. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But Eve already said no. Eve said no. So exactly how is that going to happen? And Eve says, no. We have a pattern. Eve talks to people. Eve, can you imagine a serpent speaking in Eden? It is not a without serpent. It is within. It is called me. Are you not looking at this scripture? It's called me. Snakes don't talk. Do you understand that? It is nature. It is me. I want to show you a scripture that I think I don't want to miss tonight. I heard you leaders and I'm just responding. So everything around us now must be looked at carefully. Everything, regardless of who, everyone, knowing that, is it me? Is there a pattern here? If we don't check that, guys, what is coming, what opens up for you from March will not open up. It won't matter if it's March. You'll just wait for another March. Months don't change us. It is the preparation for those months, the words that you've been hearing, the understanding that we've been having. And that's why I wanted to hear the leaders speak tonight, and I want to flow in their direction as well, what the Spirit of Grace is saying. But I will not allow any of your leaders to go down. So please, let's not make any mistake about this. PT as a person, I have no problem with one single leader. My endorsement is on them. My word is on them. My prayer is on them. My also holding of hands and saying, come with me and let's walk this fairly is on them. Fearfully is on them. The time comes when the word is coming out to correct and say, hey, open your eyes and look at this. Patterns. Look at the definition of tamper. When you tamper with something, but before tampering, instructions. Correction. So for some of you, you hear the word correction, it looks, corrections are instructions. It's you don't speak this way, you speak this way. I don't need you to be this, I need you to be that. It's instruction. Look at what scripture says about instruction before I even read my text scripture on instruction. Whoever gives heed to instruction, Proverbs 16:20, whoever gives heed to instruction prospers. It says they do. So why can we not get to a point where we're not just trying to prosper, we just give heed? As in, we can complicate prosperity to many things. We can call it seed, we can call it many things, skill, everything, and whatever we want to call it. But a rich man talking to his son here says, a ruler talking to his son here says, whoever gives heed to instructions prosper. He didn't say whoever sows. And I'm a seed addict. We're coming to that. There is no point sowing without heeding to instruction. A person who is lifted has their ears open. Most of you that I know have your arguments ready. And I feel like today is an awareness day for me, saying, why are you even taking this? Because if you have to speak for this long, if someone takes your word, what are you left with? What's left? Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers. It is not a human rights movement. They say, can I not talk? You can, but not to me. You can talk. People are talking. There's still a protest in Nigeria today against food. What do they call it? They say there's hunger in the land. Nigerians are rioting, protesting. But to this weekend, the number of parties, they call it Owambe, wedding, naming, that would happen would be phenomenal. It's happening. Nigerians are hungry. We can't hit. Insta live, gossip, people buy data. And there are 4,000 people on different 4,000 platforms commenting. Buy, so who is hungry? Protesters protest. People talk. Whoever gives heed to instruction, open ears. More eagerness to hear than to talk. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers. And this cuts across board. Did we not say the other day? And he was saying the reason why we rebel, the reason why we have argument for us is we never had tables where our fathers actually told us, you are wrong, you are right, because I've noticed it with everybody. So this is not for any single person, please. Before you say X, Y, Z, let's say, who said, no. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, not whoever sows. Where did Adam miss it? He doesn't study the law. We're creating sales floor. And I said to the people in charge, it's simple. I get all this gist. Make cell phone call. Let people hear, and those trainings are vital. But then I've clocked one thing. Create the 59 laws first. Let them know the laws. You see, these people will sell faster. Because I've heard the talk, and it's good talk, but they will sell faster. But let them know the laws first. It is laws and rules, instruction that make things go wrong. Not the inability. Not the rules. Not the laws. As in, God instructed Moses to read the... Actually, look at this scripture. You'll find this scripture interesting. Message Bible, please, Pastor Faith. My text scripture, quickly.
Exodus 18 from verse 17.
I chose this randomly quickly because I was just having my own think moment. Analyzing things. You hear the words of the wise, the word of the not too wise, whatever words. You bring them together to make decisions. Look at this text scripture.
Moses' father-in-law said, this is no way to go about
it. Correction. This is no way to go about it. Within our community, go and say, this is no way to go about this. Say, no. My opinion. And said, then we don't need this then. This is no way to go about it. Like I was saying to Allah today, coincidental meeting, reverse this thing. This is no way to go about it. The way we fall, He will be satisfied. And again, I wanted to say what you mentioned before. It is not the many people. You need the people with the clear vision. Yes, maybe for a minute you will not have. Once you stand on your own principle, the values of the company, which may be different from the value of another hairdressing company, but you know what bounded you together. Once you make the values clear again and again, that is seed first. It's seed first because of followership. Once you make that value clear, you may lose three. Maybe you will not have the lady who does the high lead or high bright something. Or maybe for 2 weeks you won't have her. But guess what? When the next people are coming, your correction will be the standard of admittance to your company. And then you'll build strength. Don't like correction if you don't. But we need to now have a standard. And it's like the Spirit of Grace telling me, if you keep compromising this, you will make those who are supposed to be great and rich nothing. But you will be nothing too, because you are something, because they are something. This is not the way to go about it, verse 18.
You'll burn out and the people right along with you.
This way. Talk now. This is the way, sorry.
This is way too much for you. You can't do this alone.
You can't do this alone. You now need help. And he began to give him structure and correction. Remember, why do I love Exodus? Why do I love the Bible now? It's a freedom fighter's book. They just came out of Egypt. 3 million people. Nation building. He wants to build the nation now. He wants to build a new set of leaders. It is his father-in-law. He was not, Jethro was not seemingly a businessman that took Pharaoh by surprise. He may not know about beauty, but he is a leader. Moses lived in his house. What we know Jethro is a trap house leader. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? So it was not necessarily the liberator. It wasn't the, he just had sheep. He is known as a house leader. But he can advise someone that just took 3 million people out. You don't need a beauty expert. You just need someone who's known how to organize houses. I've been organizing houses since the days of a pastor book, a 17-year-old, leaving secondary school to college. Then to university, then to whatever she's doing now, organizing house. So when I see such people, why will I not listen to pastors now? They organize church program, advertise free miracles. We organize houses. Like you said, Pastor Sam, it was not just Peckham. You came in Peckham Oval. That was about 4 or 5 of us, a flat in Oval, £1,800 a month. People began to gather around that thing. We didn't know how to pay that. First major house we will call a mansion, Peckham, Caulfield Road, 16 Caulfield Road, Peckham. We got to the garden and we felt, wow, what a wonderful life. The garden is not as big as this living room. Been organizing houses is a pattern. And perhaps one of the things that helped our pattern then was we were just autocratic. We just didn't listen. It's not everybody come and contribute your own opinion. It's like, no, you will follow this or you'll be firing out. And everybody started to prosper. And those who could not left. You can't do this alone. This is a house leader talking to a nation builder to be. This is a coordinator talking to a person who just took 3 million people out. So I'm not saying we shouldn't listen to our parents, but we're looking at the houses they coordinated. Even just their own biological children, they couldn't coordinate it. So this is not a respect your elder situation. Most elders don't deserve any respect. Don't let us go into this then. You can't do this alone, verse 19.
Now listen to me. Let me tell you how to do this so that God will be in this with you.
If you don't know how to do it, the guy just took 3 million people out. It was raining thunder and lightning over Egypt. But he says, look, you cannot nation build by miracles. You cannot nation build by signs and wonders. You cannot nation build by crying out to God. If you want God to be in this next phase, You have to know how to do it. The first phase is not knowing how to do it. You pointed the river tongue from blood to this, but the how to do it. And listen to me on all those who want to know how to do it. If you cannot hear me on the smallest thing, on how to do the smallest thing, I cannot trust you to hear me on any. If you can't hear on one, you can't hear on all. Otherwise, now, looking back 19 years, I'll realize I'm deceiving myself. Where exactly do you think this is going? He hears on five, leaves the next 10 and says, no, it's me. Me is just one fruit in Eden one day, and that's the end of God on earth. I'm sorry. Now listen to me. Let me tell you how to do this so that God will be in this with you. You say, Jethro, where were you when we were taking 3 million people out of Egypt? This is a guy that just took 3 million people out. He's been lectured on nation building. But let me say that to the crypto, I'll just call the crypto boys and say, someone said you don't do X, Y, Z. Say, sir, I can't believe what people will. Then the leg is shaking. That means emotional. You know, want to talk, want to defend myself. A house leader is correcting someone that just took 3 million people out. I'm not despising your exploit. I'm just saying that this next phase, for God to be in it with you, you have to be told how to do this. Be there for the people before God.
But let the matters of concern be presented to
we'll
God.
We'll deal with this on another day, verse 20.
Your job is to teach
Look them. At his job. Your job is to teach them
the rules
and
instructions
to show them
how to live and what to do.
Verse 20 again. Can we repeat the job of a pit? Your job
is to teach them the rules and instructions.
To teach them the rules and instruction. To show them how to live. How can you give me permission to show you how to live in some areas and we argue in all others? To show them how to live and what to do. It's not you. And what I'm saying in other words is, and Pastor Sam said it, if you feel that Pete's word of action liberated you from something, then Pete has to show you how to live and what to do. And it's either all or nothing. So the reforms that we're going through is based on this scripture. And this is not just God's promises. This is a nation builder. He took 3 million people out. So in case you're saying we're no longer religious and this and that, I'm saying, is this religion? This is nation. I'm comfortable with the patterns. I've checked my heart and conscience and thought. I'm comfortable with the patterns and what the patterns we created for the last 25 years since 2005 has produced. Now this pattern needs to be enhanced and more emphasized, and it has its own life, he has his own cells, organism to create again where it needs to create, repair where it needs to repair, because the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Are you ready for Sunday?
Yes,
21, quickly.
And then you need to keep a sharp eye out for competent men.
Look at this, please, guys, please look at me. You are to tell them how to live and what to do. Then you need to keep, listen to this one very well, you need to keep a sharp eye
out for competent men.
You are now looking for leaders. You've taught everybody. So please, we don't have a house of weaklings. Nobody. Any of your leaders doing well now? Any of the industry doing well now? Remember this. They are doing well because a PT approved them and asked you all for their support. So they are not the idols. Everybody is supposed to be on that level of doing great exploit. Everyone. That's why it's a family, not a church conference. But look at the instruction they gave him. This is a proper house leader. You are to teach them the laws of God. Please, let's read that again.
Your job is to teach.
Your job is to teach them
the rules, and
it is now them. Everybody's thought. You all heard me equally. When they went to form WOTC, you heard too. So don't be jealous of something. You heard the same word. It was about 1,000 of us. You heard the same word. When if a pastor has sown a million, if a Obi has sown a billion, you heard the same word. So there is nothing like they are partial. They always just raise one person. They just, it's because so you heard it too, sir. Your job is to teach them the rules and instructions to show them how to live. You're not just saying how to live. I lived it in front of you. That's why most of you lived directly or indirectly, either at Oval, at Peckham, at Pinecombe, or wherever you met us. You lived there to show them how to live and what to do. What was there for Sam to do after many years of hanging around PT? One day you were asked to go start your own house, Shirley Road. It is not start your own business. We don't idolize business here. We idolize leadership. Leadership is what we follow. Leadership is our seed. Leadership is everything for us. Competent leadership. To tell them what to do. Then when you've taught everybody, you have to now look at verse 21. Look at nation building, guys, please. In Africa, we don't teach the rules. We just look for competent men. So they will say, you see this guy just came back from Harvard. You make him the minister of nothing. Then he starts stealing. Then you need to tell me, please, ma.
Keep a sharp eye.
Sharp eye. This is Jethro talking. A sharp eye out for competent men. And of course, you know, whoever wrote this, being partial because of the days they were. Men, women will fear God, men of integrity, who are incorruptible, and appoint them
as leaders
over
groups
organized
by the thousand,
by
the hundred,
by
50
and
10.
Do you see nation building? Pastor Andy, you spoke about local government today. And I love the way you put it. If Lambeth is not functioning, we all won't know. But if you, London City, is in problem, everybody will know. All of us will know. It's essential for us, and that's why we have to reorganize the Givers Club. You make them captain, leaders over the thousands. That's where I want you to get to now. The thousand. Then we still have to have the local government, the 50, the 10. Jethro, from being a house leader, has organized a whole nation. How Israel must be. The competence of the laws of Israel. And every time they met, every time Moses gathered them, he's just reading rules to them. And nations that snapped out of extreme capitalism, which is one of the things killing Africa right now. Extreme capitalism. I support capitalism to a point. Nations that are snapped out gather themselves like in a school assembly and they are just studying their laws. Our nations made us read our laws, made us do our national anthem, made us, gave us identity of loyalty to nation building, to our nations. So all the house leaders, all the family leaders, is the reading of the rules. What made some of the businesses we started before fail? There were no rules. Now we have, like, we're saying, you want to work on this floor, read these 59 laws, study everything. And even the person leading, I'm now saying, come back to the table, come. I think I misled you. Go and read all these rules. Again, whatever I need you to be, read these rules. Yeah. Otherwise, people will have relational access without knowing rules. And it will be a constant fight. Because you're expecting them to be what you've not told them to be. He said you have to teach them first. It's rules. So imagine, I've been putting calls out and I've been working. And you all, I believe you've been working. We've got a lot of work to do. We're not going to end the year without tens and tens of millions from this company. But we are now laying, thank you, we are now laying the groundwork again. And it's a lot of work. I've been calling people. Who told you to tell this person this? It may look minute, but there are rules. And that's where we went wrong in the first era. We've been saying this may not be dangerous at this. It's not dangerous, but it is still not obeying rules. Look at this. Let's finish this scripture. Then you appoint them. You have to have a sharp eye. Now, all of you are hearing the word now, guys. So don't come to a place where you say, I don't just know why RVA is what Pastor Sam is always talking about. It's so passionate, but we will see when things happen, Sha. You're waiting for things to happen, but the problem is, his life is not dependent on the prosperity of RVA. It's dependent on his own obedience and understanding of the rules and obedience. Sorry, I want to close. Look at this scripture. Are you ready for Sunday? Let me see the comment. Verse 22.
They'll be responsible for everyday work of judging among the people.
Have you seen local government councils? When you set this leader, those who are over 1,000, over 100, over 10, over this, they will be responsible for the everyday work of judging. So when we set industry head, when I call a bundles into a ministry and say, you know all these guys, I need you to coordinate them and make sure it works. I'm saying you will be responsible now. You, assuming now that you know the rules of this house, haven't been here for close to a decade or so, you know the rules. So I need you to read out the rules to them. And I tell you in God's name, it won't be long. It won't have to stress this much before it makes the first 30 million. It won't be a pity connect because you're already connected to him, because you understand his rules. Otherwise, you will think that just me running around, I will survive. It will only pay you reward. Greatness is knocking at our door. Greatness is why we are revamping things and examining ourselves. Greatness is why we're paying attention to every word and say, God damn it, I think I missed this thing though. She's getting this thing wrong. He's getting this thing wrong. But at that point, we must not crucify ourselves. And Pastor Sam has said it. If we've heard, we have to quickly go back to that and say we quickly reconstruct so that nobody goes with the feeling of, oh, pity may not be happy with it. I'm extremely happy with every leader. You know why? Our ears are still open. Our hearts are still willing for instruction. And we are still willing to ask questions. They'll be responsible for the everyday work of judging among the people. If you're going to be responsible, I told someone, one of your sisters today, you see, respect is not demanded, it's earned. And I know that you've heard that before. I know you've heard it. But what you didn't do is to ask question, how is it earned? It's earned by questions. If I can sit Obi down and I ask him 30 questions about COD and he can answer me, he earned my respect. The reason why they do debate in advance world, which we've now had presidents, and I support the call, we've now had presidents in Africa who don't go to debate. You earn respect of the people because you can stand in front of them, be questioned about things, and answer it. Our parents, our elders want our respect, but they don't answer us. They told us that God should earn our respect, but God don't answer us. I saw one of their GOs in Africa because they are all crying. There is hunger. He was praying in his morning prayer and he was begging God, God, please have mercy on us. We have sinned. We have heard. I want to say, sir, please, can you mention the sin? We have heard, please have mercy on us. We know we are wrong. But I wanted to say, in the normal characteristic of your God, he will not answer. By this time, they say, Elijah prophesied, by this time tomorrow, there will be food. Let me tell you, by this time tomorrow, there will be way more hunger than you've ever seen. He will not answer. Our elders, the God they tried to introduce to us, did not earn our respect. He doesn't answer questions. You are leaders within the area of your call. You earn respect of your people because you can answer. Those who tamper with instruction. No, but let's finish this. Judging among the people. The reason why I said that is this. If you are going to judge the people, your leader will judge you. Look at you clearly and ask you questions. See your kind of person. Is this an extremely argumentative person? Is this a defensive person? Is because if you cannot trust the judgment of your leader, then it can't be your leader. If he's saying, look, so-and-so said this, this said that. If your first response is, who said it? Why? Who? And say, I know it's him. I will show him. Already, you've just deprived your leader of all his God. What is all I've got? What is what molded you? Whatever business most of you went into, whatever lifestyle, good that you're living, it is this word. We won't belittle it. What you've been doing, as a matter of fact, with your seed and your hard work is to empower that word more. The world knows the potent power of this word. That's why they are shouting on media, is this, is that, is this. We'll blacklist him, we'll put this media news out. But let me tell you, I get this game well. Stay alive is the name of the game. The voice rises up more powerful. And the next set of nationals that you will see will shock the world. And I do hope you can come to that side, because it's going to be hot from here all the way to March. Because we now have an assignment. We are in a corner. We cannot afford to lose. All leaders have work to do. You'll be judged so that you can judge your people. Not judgment out of feel bad. No, it's judgment out of don't change the way I talk. Because you met me this way. And that's what molded many other lives. Love it. Prosper. Because we have patterns. Don't let us create many families with different patterns. The families were not supposed to have different patterns. They were supposed to be different expressions of the same pattern. So there's nothing like Paul's don't keep second generation in the house. As long as your father has first generation, third generation, fourth generation, Levi can live with me. As a matter of fact, he lives with me. I can keep 99th generation in the house. It is an expression. It is not a new pattern. They'll bring the hard cases to you. You seen the work of it? They'll bring the hard cases to you, but
in the routine cases,
they will be the judges.
They will share your load, and that will make it easier for you.
That's why we created family heads. Not to put more loads. Is to share the load, because in the sharing of the load we share nation building, and the natural reward for nation building is commonwealth. The consequence. So we don't need to worry about you watching me tonight, a hairdresser in our law, a lip gloss, whatever in gloss, whatever you're doing in your the baker in everyday pie or meat pie stuff. You, the wealth that is supposed to come to you is not the capitalism wealth, it's the common wealth, the nation wealth. You see why we've said it. Nigeria has people's problem. Not even just leadership problem anymore. We've had leadership problem for so long that it's become people's problem. You know what that means? Capitalism destroys us, because everybody that is supposed to stand up and fight, in their head, they are billionaires in waiting. Do you understand what this means? We don't have the concept of socialism. We don't have the concept of commonwealth. Our churches told us not to bother about it. This man saying, God, feed this land. God, we know we've sinned. It's the same man who said some weeks ago, by this time next year, your colleague will be begging you for food. Are these men normal? How can this be the greatest? Let me tell you something. Nigeria is not the giant of Africa. It's the most populous people in Africa. Any nation that stands up first, whose people see the light in Africa, whose people, it could be Rwanda. You are not big because of number. You are big because of nation building. And if we don't stop deceiving ourselves, we will defeat ourselves. Nigeria is a country now that is self-defeated. It defeated itself. Any nation who rises up first to see what leadership is, to see what Commonwealth means, is going to be the leader of Africa. You don't lead by number, you lead by heart. The lion is not the most producing tribe. It's not the biggest tribe in the jungle. It's just a heart movement. If you give me 10 million people in Africa, 20 million people aware, conscious, socially conscious, people that are not billionaires in waiting, people who understand Commonwealth. Britain has the strongest economy, right? Or the strongest money, the strongest currency. They are not the most populous nation in the world. How can we be equating population to wealth? We have a people's problem. We don't have the concept of Commonwealth. So that's why I'm saying to you watching, an Aloha hairdresser, a baker in everyday pie, a gloss receptionist, you see what divides you from your business, from the work you're doing. You know what divides you? Our parent puts it in us that you should prosper by yourself, that you should do well. So now you're trying to go and start your own magazine. Whoever led you to that led you to your pit. Commonwealth is the real wealth. You already know in this nation, you are ladies in the so-called giant of Africa, in Lagos. Ladies are willing to do anything, any goddamn thing for stipends. Our youth have exchanged their future for anything. This is the giant. But in little UK, you know, whatever you do, you just want to do it because there's a minimum basic standard of life from which they've defined humans, that a human should not fall below this because of Commonwealth. The proportionate sharing of wealth among the people. So please, don't let anybody confuse you that just being an admin in gloss, just organizing the program or the shows in a law, you are nobody. And you see that person that owns the business is the mama of it, is the papa of it. That's what ruined Africa. They are your fellow workers. You are adding to nation building. And once that business grows, you will have a standard of life from which you should not fall below. Did you hear what I just said? It's Commonwealth. We as Africans do not have that concept. Our churches don't. That's why they say it's your breakthrough time. So once one of them becomes a millionaire, the pastor hugs him more and forgets about the people. Look at nation building in Exodus 18. They will share your load so that they will make it easier for you. Verse 23.
If you handle the work this way, you will have strength
to carry out
whatever God commands you.
And the people
in their settings.
The people, look at this. Please don't sleep on me now. And the people in their settings will flourish also. What guarantees your flourishing? The fact that Pete can have strength to carry on the work. If I can carry on this message, the people in their settings, we have a nation that has no settings. The people in their settings. So what are our settings? What are our settings? The economic, what are we now? Nation building centers, NDCs, NPCs, sorry. Then the companies, our settings. We have to embrace, hug, romance the concept of Commonwealth, that a cleaner in Love House or in Elite HQ is not lesser than a Pastor Nikki. They are comrades. They are joint fellow in nation building. And if you keep that setting and you can keep hearing a pity, guess what will happen? The people in their settings will prosper. Africa needs us to teach us how people flourish. And that's why you cannot sleep for one moment. Your leaders, the family, you cannot sleep on your people for one moment. Because it's our CV to enter Africa. Let me be clear. I'm African. I'm Nigerian second. I'm African first. And I will be an ingrate not to be an African. Look at this room. An African. And by African, West Indian, everything that has to do with the third world, Colombia is not different. The people will... So our request, our quest, our question should be, it should constantly be, how can the people flourish? So put them in settings. Distribute the workload so that the leader, the visionary, can have strength to keep speaking the word. So when I say I'm handing over, I'm this, I'm that, I'm just saying, guys, look at this. I need the strength. I cannot be in the middle of your argument every minute. Hard matters will come. I will judge it. But the people, the leaders must be equipped enough. And that's why I said, once a family head seems to be drowning you, you better shout out and move. Be instructed to move. When people tamper with instruction, I need you to carefully, as I close now, carefully examine the word tamper. To work that with you today. Start from the number 2 definition of the word tamper, please.
Tamper definition.
Tell me.
To touch or make changes to something that you should not.
Did you hear that? To touch or make changes to something that you should not. Usually.
Without enough knowledge of how it works.
Do you understand that? Sam, the fact that you've been here for those donkey years, the fact that you book your own has been, it does not mean you know how it works. Why are we listening to the word every day? To know how it works. People tamper with things that they don't know how it works. That's why we're still receiving the word. Now, why am I changing the way church is done? Because I knew how it works. I'm a pastor's kid. I grew up in church. I pastored myself for more than 14 years of daily church as it works. I must know how it works. And now I understand why I had to go through that training. Because he's saying, if you don't know how this thing works, if you just suddenly come and say, we're changing the system of this thing, you are tampering with an instruction. There was an instruction that built the church we met. But what we are saying is that it's time for the change of it. And he cannot choose any other person to do that than me, because I know how it works. I was a Pentecostal child. I followed this movement. You've seen me get addicted to something. So imagine me younger. I was into it. I knew this thing. Usually without enough knowledge of how it works, or
when you are trying to damage it.
Do you understand this? They won't even know when they are trying to damage it. Good intentions everywhere. It doesn't know how pity works. It doesn't know how this works. It's going to change it without knowing you're damaging this thing. Number 4 definition. Then we'll go to 1 and 2.
To make changes to something without permission.
Especially.
In order to damage it.
First definition.
Interfere with something in order to cause damage or make unauthorized alterations.
Tell me.
Number 3. To interfere so as to weaken.
To interfere so as to weaken. Did you see what Eve did in Eden? To interfere so as to weaken or...
change for the worse.
It weakened Adam completely. The system of Adam does not make sense. It was naked, but we didn't know. But it makes power. It makes impact. It makes dominion. The 5 things that it was created for. So I may not be perfect, but I'm perfect for what I'm created for. And guess what I'm created for? You. God bless you, and I'll see you on Sunday. Thank you. We're closing this service. Come and invite people to your service. It's just, listen, it is just Freedom Church service. So we want to see their mobilization strength. God bless you. We're going to have word flow like streams of water. I've now set you in motion. I'm asking you to go and walk and go and reverse anything that you are damaging without knowing, with your good intention or whatever you want. Register now for the Sunday service, the freedom service. Are you really alive? Talk to me. I need you to be interacting. Or you're still trying to pay the bill for the service. To interfere. Don't interfere. Reverse anything you've interfered. Sunday is going to be a fire flow word. Nation building service. End of story. I rest my case. See you.